I tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
We're flying high with the wings and talking all things lacrosse. You're now listening to the Outside the Box podcast right here on Underground Sports Philadelphia. What is going on, OTB Nation? We're back. Welcome back to episode number 296 of the allegedly award-nominated, honorably mentioned, number 9 NCAA ranked, and of course viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box podcast, the official lacrosse pod on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. It's KB, it's Deej, coming at you. We're back. We had a little two-week break because Deej and I were in the midst of high school football playoffs, Red October, and quite frankly, with little to nothing going on during our little break, it's a good thing we waited. We both kind of needed the recharge.
We're humans.
It felt good.
It felt fantastic to just...
The pod's not dead. We're not going anywhere.
Like, hold them horses. Hold them tight because we're going to be here for a long time.
Yeehaw.
Not tonight. Not tonight. No, we're not going to be here for a long time, but we're going to be around for a long time.
We got a lot. So I'm genuinely glad we waited because there's a lot to talk about on this episode. It's a lot of quick-hitting things, but it's a lot to talk about. But before we get into all of that, make sure you guys are following us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at OTB Laxpod. Dude, I need to hand over all of our Threads accounts to Casey because our F1 podcast, Casey, the co-host of said podcast, guess how many followers they have on Threads?
Thousands?
They just hit 1,000 followers today. They had 800 on Friday, 900 on Saturday, and then 1,000 today. Absurd. I need to hand Casey the keys to all of our Threads accounts. Because Threads has gotten better in terms of just like user interface wise. I just forget. There's so many apps I'm posting on. If you're looking for an internship, hit us up. Because we are looking for interns. But follow us on the socials. You can follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_NextGreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and review. Goes a long way for helping the show continue to grow. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel. Deej, how does it feel to be back in Michigan after we finally hit 600 subscribers on the YouTube channel?
It feels fantastic. That's not what I'm laughing at. I'm so sorry.
He's got the funny ha-has back because he's finally back in the zoo.
I mean, yeah, obviously. That didn't go away ever. Oh, you know how I feel about how funny I am.
Let the people know what you have said to me on multiple in-person and texting conversations.
I am top 10 funniest people that not everyone, but if you know me in person and have met me and have been around me and consider me to be a part of your circle, I am top 10 funniest people you know. Facts. See,
no, he, no cap.
He picked my hat off. I'll go no cap for the rest of the episode. Y'all just don't even know. Look at how hard he's laughing right now. I am hilarious. That is the one thing that I am not humble about. I am absolutely hilarious. And if you don't know me that well, hit me up. Or
then
come
you,
out.
Then you must be a new subscriber because.
Bingo. One, you're new, and that's okay. We like new people too. But I be traveling. If you haven't known, I am Mr. 16 Hours. So I will travel and make things happen.
We got to put that on a shirt.
You see how funny? All right, I just need to stop, bro, before we never make it out of this episode.
We got to make it super generic, though, because obviously traveling that long was worth it for the PLL. Any amount of time is worth it for the PLL. We got to make a shirt that says, I traveled 16 hours for a sporting event, and all I got was this shirt.
Yes. Literally all I got was this shirt right here.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're at 624 subscribers. Indeed, it's been a couple weeks since we've recorded, but I threw down a gauntlet on streamer season this week. I said if we get to 800 subscribers by December 1st, I'll do a subathon at some point in the month of December.
Okay. Okay.
So we are currently at 624 subscribers, so not looking great right now, but you can all fix that.
Y'all can help.
You can help by subscribing. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And speaking of merch, I submitted the duck logo to our merch people, so hopefully that'll be up soon. I got to follow up with them this week. Go to phiapparel.co so you can stand out in the crowd. I'll be ordering my OTB hoodie for this NLL season, and I'll be wearing that every fucking week because the PHI Apparel Company hoodies are the best hoodies I've ever owned. Like, I'm not even joking. They are so warm, so comfortable, and they just look good. You can get your own, and Deej, I'm sure you'll be getting one as a shooting hoodie for these cold Kalamazoo winters. And you can get yours. You can get your OTB shirts. Hopefully we'll have some new merch for Black Friday as well, which is quickly approaching. PHIapparel.co is the link. And when you go to checkout, use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off any and all merch orders. You want to support us directly, get your merch. It's the most effective and direct way to support us. When you get your merch, tag us, tweet at us. We'll repost it. We'll repost it with PHI Apparel Company. They're the best in the game. Shout out to them. Deej, what's popping, brother? It's been a while.
Well, just locked in winter sports announcing. So,
look at us.
Paycheck is still rolling.
Look at us.
Did some fall lacrosse this fall. That was awesome. Got one out of two championships. So, I'm not too upset with it. Had a fantastic time. So yeah, off into the winter stuff. Life is life, man. I'm having a good time. When you said merch, that made me think about the text conversation we had earlier. This one,
we need to settle something on this podcast right now. We will put a poll out on of our socials.
We don't got to put a poll out.
We're putting a poll out. I need scientific data to back this up.
It's not fair because you do not have enough Midwesterners on your
side. I'll put it out on the pod account.
Yeah, the pod account's followed by like
you have the ability to retweet things. I have never once in my life heard the word merch, MERCH, be used in any other sense other than for apparel, official merch and dice. This guy to the other side of the screen of me right now thought when I said the word merch that I needed an explanation for something.
Explanation, clarification, verification. Like, okay, a good way to say this is like, we'll use that.
Can you use it in a sentence? Can I get the language of origin?
We'll use that tweet, for example, right? where it's like free Charles Leclerc. And then you were like merch. And I was like, that would be like verify that Charles Leclerc is in jail. What happened? Like, and then you'd be like,
not
free
jail. Like, dog, free my man Charles.
No, I don't know. Okay. I just, everything.
You got to be Urban Dictionary searching the word merch.
Everything happened so fast in my head, bro. What does the Urban Dictionary say?
I'm pulling it up right here.
Or you'd be like, like you come home and we'd be like playing video games after school or something. You'd be like, yo, bro, I got a 97 on my chemistry class or my chemistry test earlier. I'd be like, merch? And you'd be like, yeah, bro, that, you know, I knocked that thing out the park. Like,
I'm scrolling Urban Dictionary to find like the oldest to newest iterations of it. So this is from Lil Bow on Urban Dictionary, September 16, 2006. One's belongings or merchandise. To use it in a sentence, that hoe stole my merch. This one is kind of wild. This is from BTYS, February 5th, 2010. To fail on a level so great that ritualistic suey is the only logical next step. To use it in a sentence, Brett Favre's pass against the Saints was such a merch.
It's funny because that's funny.
And I am not reading the rest of these because they are out of pocket beyond belief, but I will screenshot them and send this to you because you will not believe how out of pocket these are. The definition you are using of the word merch did not come into fruition on Urban Dictionary's website until 2017. Which explains even further why I have no fucking idea why your brain immediately went to that.
Because we were using it so much earlier than 2017. I've been hearing merch like my whole life.
Was it 2017 under 2018? 2018 and 2019. Yeah, you see why I was not reading that on the pod?
I am the funniest person ever.
We'll put the Urban Dictionary link to merch in the description of the pod. You can read it for yourself. Have yourself a little treat.
Oh, because
some of these are just out of pocket.
So hilarious.
So yeah, get your merch, phiapparel.co, code underground, 10% off. Speaking of my broadcasting escapades, the Fighting Clan, shout out to the boys, 4-game win streak, took down Atlantic City this past week, a team that made the state bracket. Vineland missed the state playoffs by 0.4 power points. Atlantic City got eliminated round one. The other side of our consolation bracket withdrew from the consolation bracket, so we had an open spot, played Atlantic City. Up until the final minute of the game, we were beating them by 2 scores. Working on getting another game scheduled for next week, and then we got the big one on Turkey Day, so could potentially finish over or at 500 in year one of our new head coach and our coworker, podcaster extraordinaire, Jose Guzman.
Y'all have a consolation bracket for the playoffs?
It's new.
That's fine.
So it's kind of like the NCAA tournament with like the first four out type of thing.
So like the NIT.
Kinda.
Okay.
So Vineland was like the one seed of the consolation bracket.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
They implemented that 2 years ago was the first year.
Not like my football team ever would have even done that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago.
That would be nice if they brought that here. That's dope.
Yeah. I think it's cool because then it keeps all the teams playing.
Exactly.
That's especially fine. For the teams that still have a traditional Thanksgiving matchup like Vineland and Millville. It keeps Vineland playing and keeps them sharp, so it's fun. We've got PLL and NLL news to dive into. First bit brought to you by our merch partners, PHI Apparel Company. We've got championship series dates, Deej.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you, I'm so happy they are scheduled when they are scheduled.
I'm just going to let people know ahead of time. There may be some summer dates that I would normally go to that I may not be able to make it to because I'm going to backlog my PTO to be at all of championship series.
Hell yeah.
So because my summer may look a little different than it has the last couple of years.
It's fair to say we are in the early stages of hashtag up to something on this podcast.
Very early stages, but yeah.
We have some ideas. The PLL Championship Series back at the St. James. Dude, I'm stoked for you to be able to see the St. James, first of all. That facility is...
Hey, do you know where we're going? Jimmy Seafood, my boy.
Okay, so time out. Pause.
I'll pay the gas money, bro.
I'm down to take the drive there.
I don't care.
But it's not directly there, but I'm down to go. Best believe.
I'm saying we could do that first night. We could just leave at a good enough time to eat there and then go to St. James and then just...
Well, here's the thing. The dates, February 14th and the 19th, there's an off day on the Thursday.
Are you saying
you're taking me out the day after Valentine's Day, Deej?
Aww.
You're so cute.
I know.
You're so cute and you're romantic.
Listen. I don't like Valentine's Day anymore, so that's the perfect time to go out the next day.
Do you know the Urban Dictionary name for February 15th?
No.
Steak and Blowjobs Day?
Good thing we're getting seafood. I'm telling you, I'm on a roll today.
Call him Butter.
Bro, who let us be together?
We're back. With the Champ Series, February 14th to the 19th. Two round robin games on the 14th. Off day on the Thursday. And then round robin continues Friday. The round robin goes into Saturday as well. And then semifinals on Sunday. And then the championship on Monday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm stoked for you to see the St. James, though. Because when I went last year just for the championship game with CFO Margie, who will more than likely be attending with us as well at for some iteration of the Champ Series because she thoroughly enjoyed sixes. The St. James is an unbelievable facility. Like, it is like super fun megaplex of just awesomeness. Like, they have like four like hockey rinks in there. Like, there's a hockey tournament going on at the same time the PLL Championship Series is going on. There's like cycling spin classes going on. There's a rock wall. All these like crazy things. It is so cool. Was such a fan. I'm glad it's back there. Because the setup was just super dope. Obviously the four teams participating, the Archers, Cannons, Water Dogs, and Redwoods. Got the first time a defending regular season champion is playing in the Champ Series, as well as the runner up, which is very cool. Three new teams in the mix. The Archers, the only returning team. I love the Champ Series. I think it's such an awesome wrinkle to what the PLL is trying to accomplish just as a whole and adding elements to the sport as a whole. And obviously now with the Olympics announcement as well, just further incentivizes the importance of the championship series, I think, for a lot of guys. And you saw how awesome it was last year for guys who performed well to get contracts for the upcoming PLL season. Like Jake Caraway, you look at Romar Dennis getting playing time and then he gets traded to a better situation for himself. Brendan Krebs, you know, gets a shot to play and is with the Whipsnakes in the Champ Series. Like, there's so many guys. Marco Rourke was unknown to 99% of PLL fans that are, you know, just out there. He's out there balling for Atlas. Like, so many guys got an opportunity to showcase their talents in a multitude of ways because of the Champ Series. And I think that's super important for just the growth of the league, is to give guys who wouldn't ordinarily get a shot, gives them a chance to showcase their their skill sets and highlight their talents. And it gives them an opportunity to at least make a training camp roster for the upcoming PLL season.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the St. James. So I guess I am kind of excited. It's going to be here for the second time since I couldn't see it the first year, but I really hope after this year move somewhere warm. One, so I can go somewhere warm while it's cold, but two, also just because I think Sixes is just a better played game, like outdoor. Like, you can kind of get the indoor feel at St. James, and just being outdoor kind of just, in my opinion, gives it a different element. I may just be looking entirely too deep into it, and that's okay because I'm allowed to do that, just like you're allowed to think whatever you want to think. But I'm really excited to see the facility and I mean, watch these teams battle it out. Like you said, we saw a lot of people kind of shine bright in Sixes because, you know, there were roster spots that needed to be filled because guys were playing NLL or guys decided not to play Sixes, and, you know, they made the best of it. And that was awesome to see. But I mean, like, looking at the rosters for this year, Romar coming over to the Woods, who are already like, who everybody wanted to see in Sixes from the beginning, is crazy.
And he was unreal with Atlas in the Champ Series last year. He was the MVP of the Championship Series. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to read this, but our homie Jerome Taylor, Redwoods beat writer, put an article out on the PLL website this week projecting the Redwoods roster for the Champ Series. I wanted to get your thoughts on his predictions.
I did not get a chance to read it yet, but I did see it. I just didn't get a chance to read it.
So here are his definites. Like, no question, gonna be on the roster, should be on the roster. Romar Dennis, Nekhai Montgomery, Brian Tevlin, Perk, Ryder Garnsey, Jules, Jack Kelly, or Tim Trautner, depending on who decides to play. Obviously last year, like, we saw Phipps and Krebs play instead of Burnmore. I have no qualms with any of those guys. They all make sense. Whenever we've talked about Woods and Sixes, both on and off pod, those are guys that are always thrown into that mix. And I think obviously the big question would just be if Nekhai is playing with the Vegas Desert Dogs or not, which is a big reason why Kirstie's not listed. He's playing with the Desert Dogs, so that takes him out of the mix. But there's a line in here that is absolutely hilarious from Jerome. Because of his versatility and speed, Nekhai's probably the player most people are anticipating to see in this format. Pairing Montgomery and Romar Dennis in Sixes might be the closest thing we get to seeing Dominic Toretto and Brian O'Connor on a lacrosse field.
What? I thought he was about to say LeBron and D-Wade.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's so good.
You know, shout out Devontae and 1K. I like that celebration.
Fire. Well. Did you see the mic'd up?
Yeah.
You got to be better on the oop. Devontae's like, LeBron would have had that anywhere. And then AJ goes, hey, Jacob, I'm not LeBron.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. But, dude, I don't know who else is going to be.
So there's more on here. There's a likely list of joining the Championship Series roster.
Okay.
RP3, Garrett Eppel, Arden Cohen, Chris Merle, Kevin Rogers, or Anthony DeMayo.
Is OG playing inside?
Yes, for Vancouver.
Ah. Because I don't really trust nobody that name but RP3.
I think Arden possibly in sixes, I think, will make his game better.
Oh, yeah. No, he should play. I don't know how well he's going to play, but he should.
Yeah.
And I'm actually just was doing this yesterday with some of my high school guys. We play defense with short sticks in practice.
Uh-huh.
Because it forces you to move your feet. And then we can talk about checks and stuff later and work on that pregame. But, like, we use short sticks most of practice because move your feet and learn how to stay in front of a guy. The stick is just an additive. So I think that'll be huge for Arden Cohen and, like, catching up with, like, the speed of the PLL game, because sixes is going to be so fast. He has no choice but to use his feet.
So his final roster projection, we'll link Jerome's article as well in the description of the pod. He said Romar, Nakai, Jules, Tevlin, Perk, Ryder, RP3, Arden Cohen, Eppel, Chris Merle, Jack Kelly, Kevin Rogers. I think that's a great roster for the Woods.
They might just win with that roster.
Which, if you're a betting person and you want to, we don't have a gambling sponsor, but right now the Woods are the favorite to win the championship series on multiple sports books.
Because, like, we would say the Water Dogs, but, I mean, more than half their team is about to go play inside. Or that's what it seems like. Or, I guess Sours is available.
Sours off Caraway. They'll have
Witcher.
Let me just look at their roster because I'm brain farting.
Witcher? Heavy.
Witcher probably will play.
Scarpello.
I assume. Who was it?
Scarpello.
He's with the Wings.
Ah, okay.
I think. At least he was last year.
Okay. no Rylan Reeves, no Eli Gobrick.
No Kieran, no Ethan Walker.
Chris
Ryan
Sabia.
Conrad.
Ryan Conrad, Chris Sabia. DeLuca. I'm going to get to see Matt DeLuca play for a week.
This is your Super Bowl.
It is. This is so hype. The more this comes out and you think about it, the more I'm just
Detroit Mercy's own Charlie Hayes.
Oh, yeah. They're going back to the NEC.
I think the biggest adjustment is they'll need defense because they won't have Liam Burns or Eli. But they'll have Ben Randall.
They don't have Rylan Reeves either. Or right. Zach Currier.
So there's a lot of maneuver, but that's a team like the Water Dogs are a team that can give guys in the player pool an opportunity to come on their roster. And that's a great thing about it more. Not that it's a guarantee for somebody to come out of the player pool and make the Water Dogs roster. That is a cool thing for Cope and this coaching staff for just player scouting and evaluation, because their entire roster is under contract for next year. Like, they're running it back again. That's really cool for them to have options to play with and have guys that will play with their players that are going to play in the Champ Series, build chemistry with them. And it's like, oh, if we need somebody, say somebody gets hurt, somebody's out, boom, we can sign this person from the player pool because we're familiar with them.
If somebody else don't sign them.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's a very good point.
Could see Jack Traynor.
Maybe.
If he's healthy. He's currently still listed as out, but I don't know if they updated that. Cannons are going to be interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get
Asher.
Asher, Marcus Holman running it back. He played in last year's Champ Series for the Archers. Potentially Cav.
Drenner.
Drendog. Matt Campbell.
The Aslanians.
Bubba Fairman.
Goodrich? Or is he
Zach Goodrich?
Yeah. I couldn't remember if he was an NLO guy.
He might be, but I don't know if he plays.
Why do I feel like he's on Colorado? I have a really weird feeling he's on Colorado.
Sucks that we're not going to see Jeff Traynor because he's with Albany.
Oh, yeah.
Max Wayne. Jack Kielty. Jake Pulver. Cade Van Raphorst, potentially. Cade with a shorty. Hello? Ethan Rawl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gitz is more than likely playing. Because I don't know if Cannon's Cursed is on a NLL roster or not. I think he's with... I know one of the Curses with the Desert Dogs, but... And then the Archers are the Archers.
He's a Fire Wolf. Zach Goodrich is.
Oh, okay. So him and Trainer are with Albany. That's a bummer.
Yeah. So no Zach Goodrich.
But Archers, they got plenty of
other stuff there.
Archers are going to be interesting. Matt Moore, DSO, because you're not going to have Mac O'Keefe or Connor Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, Ryan mm-hmm. Ambler, Ryan Oghaven. They're going to have to sign some midfielders, though, because no Schreiber, Challen, Trey LeClaire, no Reed Bowering.
No Latrell, because he's hurt.
No Treasy, but you'll have the pups, Piper Bond, Connor Maher.
Is Wires an NLL guy?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But they have Jared Connors. They'll have to sign some D guys because no Graham Hossick, no Warren Jeffrey. They'll have Matt McMahon. John Robbins. Kyle Pless is on their roster.
I'm thinking San Diego.
I forget if Cam Wires.
Oh, Buffalo. So I don't think he plays, though.
So then he could play. They just signed him to a 2-year deal this summer.
Yeah. So
might play.
Maybe. That'll be one to keep an eye on.
Yeah. That's another team. They'll have to sign some guys, so that'll be fun. The two championship teams will be having to bring in guys from outside the program to play, and we'll get Nick Wachuta time because Dauber will be playing indoor.
Yep.
And that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to the Champ Series, to say the least, and obviously we'll be talking about it more. We'll have probably Joe Keegan on. We'll have the beat writers on. And breaking everything down and hopefully get some players on again this winter to talk Champ Series, talk NLL, all that good stuff. But Deej, speaking of the NLL, we'll shift gears. And it's brought to you by our pals at Tomahawk Shades, the best small batch eyewear in the game. I'll be wearing my blue light glasses like crazy, bro. All this editing I'm doing, all this watching shows, movies, sports ball. You name it.
And the people need to get them before the snow comes. That's the worst time.
It is a known fact that when it gets colder, the sun shines brighter. You need your sunglasses. You need your blue light glasses, your prescription lenses. And I'm sure with winter right around the corner, the snow goggles will be back in stock too.
I think I'm going to cop those this year just because.
We need a snow goggle episode. Bank. They're the best, and they have the best warranty policy ever. I'm currently going through it right now because on my journeys with Colin football this fall, lost a couple pairs. You got left behind in some press boxes. Oh, yeah, they love the stories, too.
Okay.
If they're lost, stolen, go to the warranty program. All you got to do is pay for the shipping.
But I wonder if I would get mine because they were in that deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As long as you know which ones they were. Because mine were with the app deal, too. I lost my app ones.
Not the app deals. Mine came in a box.
Oh, you still might.
Yeah, I'm going to check into it because why not?
They're the best. They're very responsive and working on getting both of mine replaced. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Who is offering that? Nobody.
I'm still sending them to your house because
they seem
to deliver faster there.
True. I do get them faster than anybody. It might be because this is HQ. but when you go to check out at TomahawkShades.com or in the Tomahawk Shades app, use promo code USP for 25% off your order from our pals at Tomahawk Shades, the best in the game. Deej, the NLL, obviously training camp is underway, but they announced something pretty, pretty big today as we record this on Monday. NLL Unboxed. Which I have the press release up here. It is a new youth-focused grassroots initiative across North America where new school-centric curriculum and equipment endowment platform aims to introduce the NLL's fun, Sixes-style gameplay to a new generation of fans, a.k.a. let's get the kids pumped for the Olympics. That's what this is.
Love it.
Love it. I love the logo. The Unboxed logo looks clean. Mm-hmm. So the NLL announced the launch of NLL Unboxed, box being in all caps, the league's new continent-wide grassroots campaign designed to bring the NLL's fast-paced lacrosse game to more young boys and girls in more communities across North America. The NLL will expand its multinational activation footprint to include approximately 60 North American communities by the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles when Sixes Lacrosse, similar to the NLL 6-on-6 box lacrosse gameplay style, returns as a medal sport for the first time since 1908. Cool part here. 9 new, this is in quotes in the press release, NLL Unboxed lacrosse communities will join the 15 existing NLL teams for the 2024 launch of the multi-tiered campaign. Here are the cities. Are you ready? Have you seen these?
Yeah.
Okay. Baltimore, Charlotte, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Montreal, Ottawa, Salt Lake City, Seattle, St. Louis, and the Tampa Bay area. The NLL will practice innovation and unique activation when engaging these non-franchise markets and grassroots participants by creating community-relevant team names and brand identities to illustrate the league's commitment to growing box lacrosse across Canada and the United States. The first of which was revealed today. The Tampa Bay Snowbirds. One, amazing name for a Florida-based mascot, team, whatever you want to call this. As somebody who has lived in the Northeast his entire life and knows what a snowbird is, great fucking name. Bravo, brilliant. The logo is clean. Our boy Jack Rowlett said it best. Y'all got merch. That's a callback right there, if I've ever heard one. Because that logo's fire.
You said snowbirds? Merch?
Merch? Deej, this when I was reading that list, that was the first time I saw all the cities involved. But your thoughts on the non-franchise cities that will be getting NLL Unboxed communities?
It's very much my opinion along the lines of PLL home cities is they did a decent mix here of places that are not hotbeds, but are hotbeds. And then, you know, the other ones are hotbeds. Like that's kind of how you have to grow the game. Some places are going to go to hotbeds because they have to guarantee they make money. Like, that's just a smart business decision. Put it where you know people are interested. And then you get to offset that. You get to offset the chance of possible failure because Baltimore, for example, you could do something in St. Louis, Missouri, which is in the air. Like, maybe this is really good or maybe it's really bad because you know Baltimore is going to boom. That's the whole point of certain cities being where they are. I think they leaned a little heavy, in my opinion, toward hotbed cities, but I get it. And this should be something that continues, so it's not like they can't go to other cities next year. Or maybe this is just the first half of the season, and they're like, oh, psych, we're going to add more cities in the middle of the season, and boom, here's a couple more, because like they can do that too. Like, it's just the beginning, basically like a trial period. If this goes well, I would expect them to go to more cities, and I wouldn't expect all of them to be hotbeds. All of the leagues and everyone in a high position and really anyone involved in the game of lacrosse is trying to help it grow. This is just another step in helping it grow, and it's going to look a lot like all the previous steps where half of it is where you can make money and, you know, continue to sustain, and the other half is trying to branch it out. I just wish that the upper Midwest would be more involved in branching things out. They never want to come here, but there are literally thousands of lacrosse players right here.
I like a lot of these simply because they are untapped markets. Charlotte obviously has had MLL and PLL weekends, but I think that's a good spot to like it. That's one of those markets that is like bubbling underneath the surface and just ready for somebody to stick dynamite into it to let it explode. So I like that they're going there for the box game. Right. But I think even though it had its moments with the Hounds, I don't think it really got a full experience to like genuinely explode, if that makes sense. And I feel like
North Carolina is still enough of a hotbed.
For sure, especially at the collegiate level.
Yeah, that's what I mean by that. I think we're along the same lines, and it will grow and burst and really have an opportunity.
Like, it's hit a level, mm-hmm. but I think there's potential for it to hit this level.
Yeah, it's a different level of hotbed than Baltimore or like Salt Lake City.
It's like that next tier.
Yeah.
Like kind of
probably on the same tier.
I like that they're doing Minneapolis for this, especially because that's a former NLL market with the Minnesota Swarm. Mm-hmm. So to go back there, I think is very smart. Montreal and Ottawa are two cities that so many people clamor for when it comes to NLL expansion. So I think those are both smart Canadian markets to go to. Salt Lake City, I think, is very smart for them to go to, with Vegas being right there for the Desert Dogs. And obviously with just like the growing lacrosse community in Utah. I think St. Louis is a genius move. I think that's a market that we don't talk enough about in the grand scheme of sports in general. As much as I can't stand the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball for a multitude of reasons, but I think St. Louis is such a good like sports town that giving them this opportunity to get into a new sport, especially since the Rams have been gone for a few years now and they don't really have anything outside of the Cardinals, and then the Blues are there. But you know, the Blues are like one of these teams that are up and down, up and down. So to introduce a new sport to the community of St. Louis is smart. Seattle, we've seen turn out for PLL weekends in a big way. And we've seen how, just in terms of like the Seattle Kraken have really broken into Seattle and become like beloved almost instantly. I think that's a smart market to tap into with the Pacific Northwest and with Vancouver right there with the Warriors. And then I think giving Florida a go run is interesting to see how that, you know, pans out. That's going to be an interesting one. I'm excited, though. I think this is such a smart initiative and a smart move, and just part of you know, what the PLL is doing with sixes, NLL Unboxed at the youth level, what we've seen with street lacrosse, with the PLL. This is just an initiative to get the younger demographic engaged with the speed style of lacrosse that we're going to be seeing in the Olympics with sixes, and getting them pumped up 4 years in advance ahead of when we're going to see actual, you know, lacrosse in the Olympics in 2028.
Yeah, I mean, I more so just want to see more of the logos, what it's going to look like in terms of, like, the initiative.
DJ just said, shut up and take my money.
And, yeah, we need new merch. But also just, like, the initiative. Like, everybody wants to see the game grow and has ideas, but a lot of people aren't finding good ways to make it happen. So I'm, like, really interested in the initiative and if there's going to be things that anybody can take away from this and use to spread the game in their own communities or just in other areas so that the game continues to grow. Like, that's the biggest part of this, is the initiative. Like, yeah, there's going to be cool merch and cool opportunities and stuff that comes out of it. But, like, I think we oftentimes don't look enough into the initiative of how things are being done in the lacrosse world to replicate that and duplicate it at smaller levels so that it grows at a local level everywhere. So then it can grow at a larger level in terms of college and pro everywhere. But I digress and can get into that at another time, because it's definitely a Pandora's box of things I would love to say.
Yeah, no, I think this is super smart, and getting it at the youth level is genius. So credit to everybody involved, and I'm excited to see all of these logos for all these markets. And, you know, if you're in those markets, get involved. Find a way to get, if you need help getting involved, hit us up. Like, we have some connections, and if you need help with that, let us be at your disposal to help you. Because I think this is super cool. And all elementary and middle school administrators, athletic directors, and or physical education teachers can request to become an inaugural participating school by registering at nll.com/unboxed. So we'll put that in the description as well for anybody that needs it. So yeah, shout out to the NLL and NLL Unboxed. We're less than a month away from opening face-off weekend, Deej.
Yes, sir. And I can't wait. I'm going to look at the schedules hard this year. I'm going to try and catch Calgary in action this year. I did say I'm going to go to a Toronto Rock game this year, so that will be done. Maybe I'll get a chance to see Calgary play Toronto. Not sure if they do this year or not, but we'll get into the schedules later in the next couple of weeks.
I can confirm to everybody, you'll see me Saturday, December 2nd at the Coliseum as the Wings take on the Riptide in New York on Long Island.
Go Tide, baby.
Fly, Wingies, fly.
I mean, yeah, we got to plan out review or preview.
See, I was thinking about that today, but with the way that realignment happened, it's almost like we can just do everybody all at once and not go as in depth as we have in years past, because we're not predicting division winners. We're not predicting, you know, this. We're just picking eight playoff teams. It's not as crazy as it has been in years past, because there's no divisions to pick. There's no, you know, make or miss the playoffs, this, that, and third. Okay.
Can I propose we do East and West?
Sure. We can break it down that way.
Okay. I mean, like, two separate episodes.
Yeah.
One we do East, one we do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, what I meant by that is, like, we don't have to do like we did in years past.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the pocket of old school East Division, old school North, West, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no.
We can just go 8-7, whatever the breakdown is, and bang, bang, bang.
Yep. But yeah, we'll get into how I did, where I'm gonna be this winter. Wow, man, not summer, winter. Where I'm gonna be this winter?
Gag.
Who I'm cheering for? Yeah, seriously. And you know, how we're expecting records and all that to look. But the NLL is going to be exciting, and Unboxed is only going to be a small portion of the excitement this year.
And speaking of, I think I can soft confirm, he'll be on our show once again, interim co-host, when this show had limbo at the co-host position. And we've been invited on his podcast now that he's on the East Coast. The one and only Adam Levy will be having a home and home, if you will. He'll be coming on OTB. We're going to go on the Lacrosse Matrix, and we're going to chop it up with the boy.
We got to plan our other home and our other collab.
Yes, we do. Now that they have a video element on their pod,
yeah, that's
the boys
up.
Are buzzing.
The boys are buzzing. That's coming up soon.
We're coming up on the third annual Back of the Box.
Back of the Box.
Good grief. Outside the Bird?
Ooh, Outside the Bird's kind of fire. Outside the Back of the Bird. And then we got to make a graphic with all of us holding on to the back of an airplane.
Back of the Outside Bird? They got to let you try some of their Cottage Springs, not a sponsor of our show. They have you're a seltzer guy.
Oh.
they're presenting sponsors. That's the name of the company. It's like Cottage Springs.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Pause.
A big pause. But yeah, no, I'd be down for it. They can get me one ship to the house.
Yeah, just send it over the border. Hop, skip, and a jump.
It, literally, that's all it is. It's not that far. I'm right in Michigan.
But yeah, we've got some fun stuff on the horizon. Little news and notes here, though, across all of the lacrosse world. It's brought to you by our pals over at Kenwood Beer, the official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia and the Outside the Box podcast. Now available in New Jersey, Deej.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. You guys can go to kenwoodbeer.com, use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenwood Beer on tap or in liquor stores in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and Maryland areas. They also got some fire Kelly Green Kenwood merch on their storefront that doubles up if you're an Eagles fan or if you need it for St. Patrick's Day. Get it early. Kenwoodbeer.com, got to be 21 or older to do so, and of course, please drink responsibly. First, bit of news and notes here, Deej. Our guy, friend of the program, recurring guest, and head coach of the 2022 PLL champion Water Dogs Lacrosse Club, Andy Copeland, ran the NYC Marathon.
That's next level.
What a dog.
Shout out to you, coach.
Like, I saw that on his socials, and I was like, look at Cope go. Look at Cope. Run, Cope, run. I was very impressed. Like, that is so cool. That is something I could never do, is run a marathon. I would simply collapse. I would be doomed. And to see people running any marathon is beyond impressive. And to see somebody you know run it is even cooler, because it's like, you could say, I know somebody who ran so-and-so marathon. And to see Andy Copeland run the New York City Marathon was really cool.
I could do it. But I'm not going. There's a big difference.
But see, there's a big difference there, too. I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it.
Right. Whoa. Can't is like stopping you. There's nothing stopping me but me.
Oh, there's a lot of things stopping your boy.
Oh, I know. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm the
first things for these knees are saying, oh, hold on a minute, player.
And I'm going to be honest. The only thing really stopping me is that I don't have a girlfriend to have a meal made for me when I'm done. I'll have to go somewhere and get served. I don't want to be served. I want a home-cooked meal when I get done with the marathon. And then a bed. I don't want anything else. I want to eat a home-cooked meal, a shower, and go straight to bed.
You can't put these ideas in my brain, dude.
What?
What's your favorite number?
My favorite number?
Uh-huh.
12. Weird, right? I know.
You always got to one-up me.
I forgot you like sticks.
See, I feel like 1,200 is too close to where, like, it's, I was going to say, if we got 1,200 subscribers, I'll cook you a meal. You run the marathon. You can't put these ideas in my head. You got to remember who you're talking to.
Are you going to pay for my massage too then?
Sure.
Okay. Ooh, we might be in for it. All right. This will be a massaged conversation.
We got to think of a milestone.
Yeah, milestone and
the marathon milestone.
Guidelines and everything. We got
the marathon milestone.
This is going to be a contract. Well, it's gonna be a written contract.
We'll figure a lot of this out, but I think the marathon milestone is going to be hilarious.
In which marathon?
Right, we'll figure out which one. All that,
because I'm not doing the Kalamazoo one. It's gonna be
that's not even
that know me.
That's not even like in the upper echelon. It's got to be a well-known one.
Can I dress up as Jackie Moon?
That'll be in the contract.
Gotta come in the shortest shorts he's got.
Shortest shorts, biggest afro.
And talk with a Flint accent.
Oh, yeah, the marathon milestone. Comment on YouTube what you think we should put in the contract and what the subscriber milestone number should be, because as soon as we get to that milestone, we start working the contract out and Deej is gonna run a marathon.
I'm gonna have to train.
You're gonna have to vlog you training.
This content is gonna be crazy. Hopefully I'm in a bigger city by then and I can like run around the city.
Did you see I don't know if it was real or not, but if it was hilarious, if it wasn't hilarious, somebody said at mile marker 12, I'm handing out Marlboro Reds.
Oh, we have to do it in states that allow my hobby. And then I'm gonna need you to just be at certain mile markers. Just give me a boost.
Fair.
I could just walk up and just get a couple boosters and just ride away. Like, perfect. Perfect.
We are going to need our Whack Pack crew at this as well. But let us know what you think the subscriber.
Oh, I've
count should be
one thing that just it has to be in there or I won't do it. Your mom's got to be there to greet me at the finish line.
Fair. Okay. You know she's there.
Good. I'm good then. Everything else we can figure out.
Let us know in the YouTube comment section what the subscriber milestone should be for us to activate the marathon milestone challenge. That just Dude, imagine if Alaska has a marathon.
I can't do that. It's too cold there. I can't breathe. I'll die. You really gonna need to be at the mile markers to check and make sure I make it there.
That'll be hilarious. But shout out to Cope. Hey, you have somebody to tap into to get pointers from.
You're right. I'm gonna have Cope train me.
And then speaking of pointers and homies, two icons hung up the cleats, putting their sticks on the wall. Brett Manny, friend of the program, Philly boy, and Brian Phipps both announced their retirements from pro lacrosse. Brett Manny has been one of the most genuine, kind, supportive, and just all-around good humans that I've gotten a chance to interact with on this lacrosse journey of mine has been unbelievable. Anytime the New England Black Wolves or the Albany Fire Wolves came to Philly, it's obviously a homecoming for him, but he always carved out a good 5 minutes after each game to chop it up with me, see how both of us are doing, and just checking in with one another. And he is genuinely one of the coolest humans and just so nice, so kind. Couldn't be happier for him. What a career. Like, to spend any amount of time as a pro athlete is cool, but for Brett Manning to do it for a decade and a half, all with the same franchise essentially, is so awesome. He's loyal through and through, and excited to see what he does in his next chapter. And I put it out on the old Bird app there, Brett. If you want a third mic it with the boys at any point during the season, Brett Manning always has an open mic on OTB because he is a certified dog, Philly boys through and through. Shout out to Brett Manning.
It's always so much fun for me when guys that retire that I didn't get a lot of time to watch, seeing all the stories and the kind words and things that are said, it just showcases a little bit of what they brought to the lacrosse world, which is that's the thing I like the most about lacrosse, is no matter what level you're at, there are so many things that are brought to the table that people enjoy and people embrace and take from other people. So that's awesome. But like, also it sends me down like a highlight trail rabbit hole where I'm just like looking at as much of their gameplay as I can to be like, okay, like what was it that people enjoyed other than, you know, their personality and how they were in the locker room or what they did for fans and stuff. Like, that's always really exciting to see. But it's like, all right, now I want to know, like, is this a guy that I just missed out on because I wasn't in lacrosse early enough? Or was he just one of those guys who was just a solid player and did more off the field or the floor that made him who he was?
Yeah. Love Brett. Couldn't be happier for him. And then Brian Phipps, talk about a dog. That man took every shot humanly possible in the championship series last year, has been the consummate pro at every stage he's been at. You know, seeing everybody with the public just like pouring of, you know, great things to say about Brian Phipps throughout his entire career. Is really, really cool. And, you know, he's a dog since 2011, been doing this thing. And to see him, you know, stick with the whips the entire time from 2021 to 2023, you know, since coming over from the MLL. He's a guy that was just an extension of that Whipsnakes coaching staff. Just did it the right way. Never complained once, was the perfect like backup goalie once he got to the Whips. Was an incredible starter in his MLL career, and is somebody that if you're a goalie, just go down a deep dive of Brian Phipps highlights from his MLL days and you'll have yourself a jolly good time. Seeing that, I think the number one thing that I'll remember about Brian Phipps is his picture he posted after the champ series of just his bruised up leg. That picture lives rent free in my brain because it just shows you a guy who did not have to play in the championship series whatsoever at that stage of his career, but wanted to take on a new challenge, got an opportunity to do so, and was like, can't wait to do it again next year. And obviously the Whips didn't qualify for the championship series. But like, that just goes to show you like how much of an insane person goalies have to be to play that position. And Brian Phipps, certified insane person in the most complimentary way. And what an awesome, awesome human to just see perform and not only on the field, but perform as an extension of the coaching staff, like I said.
His new rent-free item in my head is that splits he dropped
That boy busted down Tatiana.
That thing has been on a loop in my head since I saw it. It's like, dude, what were you doing? But like, that's also just Pepper. Like, he didn't care. He thought it was cool, or funny, or whatever. He did it and just did everything with no regret and just full force. Like, I'm gonna do it because this is what I think is the best thing to do, or the right thing to do, or what it's what I want to do. And that confidence is next level. Everybody doesn't have that confidence, and that's something you got to have as a goalie. And not every goalie has that either, which is part of what made, you know, Brian Phipps special. Is he was a different kind of goalie that had a different kind of confidence. And the goalie world and the Whip Snakes goalie room will forever change now without Brian Phipps in it, in terms of a level of playing. But I'm sure he's going to be coaching somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or giving some guy tips or announcing, or so he's going to be around the game because that's what guys like him do. But it's going to be different not seeing his personality shine week in and week out.
Yeah. Great person, great player, both of these guys. So shout out to Manny, shout out to Phipps on amazing pro careers. That's all we got for you guys this week. We'll be back, you know, with whatever lacrosse news comes our way next week. And we'll have some fun stuff planned, working on booking some guests and getting some guests back in the mix on the show, because we know you guys love when we have a good guest on the pod. Now that our fall broadcast schedules are slowly winding down. But yeah. We're not going anywhere. The Bad Boys for Life are back.
Yeah.
We're doing the damn thing. So be sure to subscribe. 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 Be a friend. Tell a friend to subscribe. Like I said, we're in the early stages of hashtag up to something. Follow us on the socials. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at OTB Laxpod. Follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_NextGreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let us know the milestone that we should have for the subscribers for Deej to run a marathon. And we're at 624 right now on that road to 700. Hopefully trying to get to 700 before Thanksgiving.
I like that. I love Thanksgiving. Let's get to 700 before Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday.
We're trying to feel thankful up in this piece.
I mean, I'm going to feel thankful either way, but we'll feel extra thankful if we get to 700.
We'll feel thankful and grateful.
Oh, look at this guy. Mm. Look at this
words,
guy.
Adjectives.
Mm. Appreciative.
We'll feel true to roof. Shout out to the RU Garbage boys. get your merch. PHIapparel.co. Code underground. 10% off your order. And this has been episode number 296 of the allegedly award-nominated, honorably mentioned, number 9 NCAA-ranked. Wonder if Shrek rankings are coming back anytime soon. We haven't had a Shrek ranking in a while. We'll see where we land now that we're back. He's probably just waiting for us to be back. And, of course, viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box Podcast, the official lacrosse pod on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. For DHMKB, we're going to go get some shut eye because the boys are tired. But until then, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Hey.
And that's Outside the Box.